Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 153 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 28th of January Bobby Burns from Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band. And today we'll be all about Burns. A bit late, I know, but last week seemed too early. Our first dance is the two-couple jig Burns Night by Robert McCohen of Boston Branch. First man and second lady change right, then first lady and second man ditto. Twos and ones set and link. Now first lady and second man change right, then the other two and set and link again, all back to original places. Both couples, half-turn partner, slip down for two, back up, then half-turn two hands to face up for a two-couple allemande. The recording is by Strass Bay and Reel Society of New Hampshire on the CD to celebrate 50 years of dancing with the Boston branch. Thank you. The name tune for Robert McCone's dance Burns Night is by his wife Barbara, and the other two tunes were Miss Macpherson Grant's Jig of Ballindalloch by William Marshall and The Baddeck Gathering by Alex Pipe Major MacDonald. Now to a hornpipe from 1841. Burns Hornpipe is in RSCDS Book 27, a four-couple longwise set. Ones pass their own line by the right to the bottom and lead back up the middle. Now the men turn to face out with folded arms, hornpipe style, while First Lady weaves her way through the men and across the Third Lady's place. Then the ladies demurely remain facing in, while First Man weaves likewise to Third Man's place. Ones and fours change places with a poussette. The recording we will hear for this is Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith playing for the Delaware Valley Spring Ball 2003. Those were Glasgow Hornpipe, Kohler's Hornpipe, Richer's Hornpipe and Back of the Haggard. Now to the Lee Rig, not a nautical connection. A Lee Rig is a grassy field, an unploughed rig or ridge. Robert Ferguson wrote My Ain Kind Dearie, which begins Will Ye Gang O'er the Lee Rig, between 1772 and his death 2 years later in a madhouse. He wrote some of the greatest poetry in the Scots vernacular and had a profound and acknowledged influence on Burns, whose poem The Lee Rig is heavily based on My Ain Kind Dearie. The dance is a two-couple Strath Bay in RSCDS Book 21. Ones and twos Petronella all the way round, ones lead down and back, ones and twos right hand across, and then half diamond poussette to progress. We will stay in the US for this six times through recording from the Music Makers. Thank you. Is traditional, as is Mary Morrison. Then Gin Worth Living by Susanna Blamire, Banks of the Nith, and Molly McAlpin by unknown composers. All the dances today have a Burns connection, and I thought to keep to some sort of chronological order. But that wasn't going to work, so just keep in mind that we heard the tune Banks of the Nith. Our next dance should by rights come at the end. The Globe Inn was Burns' haunt after he moved to Dumfries in 1791, and it was here he had an affair with the landlady's niece, Anna Park, and inscribed a poem on the window of his bedroom. The dance was devised in 1996 by Jackie Johnston, a long-term member of Dumfries RSCDS branch, who, with John Drury, were the instigators of the Moorland Scottish Country Dance Week at the end of May each year. We had this dance a few weeks ago, when we were on the letter G, and it is an excellent dance which I think should be done more. Jim Lindsay and his band made the recording for me on TSC Recorded Highlights Volume 1. Appropriately, the lead tune for the Globe Inn is Tam O'Shanter by Ian Holmes. Then we heard Windmill Bastion by Muriel Johnston, The Staircase Jig by Ian Hardy, and Jackie Clark's Jig by Jim Johnston. An incredibly simple four-couple children's dance now, called Rabbi's Reel, written by a committee of Fife Council in 1996 and published by the RSCDS in Book 40. All the ladies chase round the men. All the men chase round the ladies. Ladies dance right shoulder around partner. Men repeat. Ones lead down to fourth place, and the last four bars, everyone claps eight times. The recording is by the Craigal Scottish Dance Band, and the lead tune is The Harbour by Bert Murray. First tune was The Harbour, then three traditional hornpipes, The Storer's, Kirk's and Miss Gayton's. Our Burns theme medley is The Haggis Hunters by Anne Dix, 64 bars in Strathspey time repeated in real time in a square set, and in the format chorus, verse, chorus, verse. Anne devised this dance in 1986 and published it in her first Real Friends book, for which the Craigellachie Band recorded the cassette in 1993. Thank you. McGellicky Band played The Conundrum by Peter MacLeod Jr. and The Maid Behind the Bar, which is traditional for the haggis hunters. Robert Burns' father was a tenant farmer in the Alloa area of Ayrshire, and Robert and his younger brother Gilbert, having grown up in poverty and hardship and the hard labour of farming, eked out an existence on the farm after their father died in 1784. After a period in Edinburgh, Burns took up a position as an exciseman in 1789. There are several dances called the Exciseman, only two of them with sufficient instructions and or music to be included here. An 8x32-bar jig devised by John Drury in 1996. This is quite an involved dance, with all three couples dancing most of the time, but position dependent, so I won't try to crib it here. The requested tune is The Deal's Awa' with the Exciseman, which is the second tune in this recording by Ian Cathcart and his band.
Thank you.
That track from Ian Cathcart began with My Touch Is the Jewel by Nathaniel Gow, and then the other seven were traditional. The Deal's a Wah with the Excise Man, Ken Muir's On a Noir, My Wife's a Winsome Wee Thing, Muir and Willie, The Laird o' Cockpen, I Lo' Nae a Laddie But Ine, and There Cam a Young Man. Robert Burns is well known for his multivarious love affairs. He had a daughter by his mother's servant while beginning a relationship with Jean Armour, who became pregnant with twins in March 1786. Although Burns was willing to marry Jean, her father forbade it, though they did marry in 1788, and she bore him 9 children in all, 3 of whom survived infancy. After his marriage, he took on Ellisland Farm on the banks of the Nith, a few miles north of Dumfries. The dance Ellisland is a square set strathspey, another by Jackie Johnston. I suspect, intentionally, the progression is that having danced with most of the set in 32 bars, the ladies have moved on 2 places clockwise, while the men have moved 1 place anti-clockwise, giving everyone a new partner. The music I have chosen for this is from Dunfermline's 90th CD by Frank Thompson, which begins with Low Down in the Broom, which we recognise as the music for Burns' poem My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. Thompson and his band played Lowdown in the Broom, The Nut Brown Maiden, Doris Dear by Lady Jane Scott, and Will You Know Come Back Again by Caroline Lady Nairn Oliphant. The second dance, called The Exciseman, which I mentioned earlier, is also in a square set, but for five couples. By Trevor Rayner, it was published in the Sky Collection Volume 1, for which Muriel Johnston's band recorded the cassette and CD. The Donegal Reel and Something Gaelic, which translates to The Sligo Maid, were followed by Murdo Lamont's Spree by Johann Christian Fischer and The West Highland Line by Muriel Johnston. Finally, two dances for Robert Burns' long-suffering wife, who, as well as bearing him nine children, adopted the daughter of Anna Park, who had died soon after giving birth, as Jean herself was birthing her son, William Nicol. First, we will have a little three-couple Strathspey, Jean Strathspey, nothing to do with Burns, but by Jean Shaw of North Wales, to Bobby Brown's recording for Herself. And then, the Mauchline Lady. Jean Armour was the daughter of a stonemason from Mauchline, and one of a group of girls known as the Belles of Mauchline. The dance, by Anne Wolfe of New Haven, U.S., begins with ones chasing round to end in second place on opposite sides. Left shoulder reels of three on the side, then twos and ones ladies chain, ones and threes right hand across, then half figure of eight up through the twos. Staying in the US, the music is Black Leather Jig by Thistle House, who are David Knight, Dan Emery and Dave Weasler. Thank you. Thistlehouse played Sleepy Maggie, Tail Toddle and Sandy Duff. We are going to play out with I Fon Kiss, sung by Hollis Easter, which Burns gave to Agnes Nancy McLeos when she left for Jamaica in 1791, having spurned his seduction attempts for a couple of years while Burns was enjoying himself with others, including Nancy's servant, who bore him a son in 1788.
A fond kiss and then we sever, a farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him. Mean a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around unites me. I'll ne'er blame my partial fancy, nothing could resist my Nancy. But to see her was to love her, love but her, and love forever. Had we never met or never parted, we had ne'er been broken hearted. So fare thee well, thou first and fairest. Fare thee well, thou best and dearest. Thine be a joy and treasure, peace and joy, and love and pleasure.
Enjoyed this Burns journey. Thanks to Ian and Andy and to you all for joining me. More next week. Bye!
A fond kiss and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I pledge thee, warring sighs and groans.